Okay, welcome everyone. We're doing a deep dive today into something that's definitely causing a stir in the digital world. You've brought us some source material, right? An article by Easy Gold called "Is SEO Dead with AI? The Future of Search?"
That's the one. Yeah, it's a question that pops up a lot lately. You know, AI is getting so incredibly capable. Does that mean SEO, the traditional kind, is, well, finished? This article really dives into that head on.
Exactly. So our mission here is basically to unpack this piece. We want to pull out the main ideas, maybe trace a bit of SEO's history as the article sees it, understand AI's impact right now, look at some challenges, and maybe try to peek into the future, see what it all means for, well, anyone doing anything online.
Sounds good. It's a fascinating read. And it actually starts by looking back. What does it say about how SEO even began?
Right. It takes us back to the 90s, you know, the really early web days. And the focus then was super basic, almost quaint now. Like keyword density was a big thing, just how many times you could cram a word onto a page and optimizing meta tags, that kind of stuff.
Pretty much just shouting at the search engine, "Hey, this keyword over here," again and again.
Totally. But then Google shows up in 98 and the article points to this as a massive shift. Suddenly, it wasn't just about the keywords on your page. Google started looking at backlinks, you know, and the actual relevance of the content.
Exactly. It began treating the web like, well, a network. Links acted like votes, signaling authority and relevance.
And the source mentions some big algorithm updates being pretty pivotal, especially in the early 2000s.
Yeah, it definitely flags Google's Florida update in 2003. That seems to be a really key moment it highlights. That's when those black hat tactics, the sort of shady manipulative stuff, started getting properly penalized. It really pushed ethical SEO into the foreground.
Ah, okay. So that was Google basically saying, all right, enough trying to game the system.
Precisely. And you see that same direction with later updates, like Panda and Penguin that the article mentions. It emphasizes how these kept refining things, always pushing towards rewarding high quality, genuinely valuable content and hitting sites that use spammy or, you know, trick techniques.
Okay, so it went from just keywords to authority signals like links, then towards quality and ethics. Where does the source say SEO stands today, sort of before AI really dominates the picture?
Well, what's interesting is the article argues that today SEO is way more than just optimizing for search engines alone. The focus has really, really shifted to the user experience. It calls it a dynamic journey from keyword stuffing to semantic search, all driven by realizing you're optimizing for actual people, not just algorithms.
Okay, that sets the stage nicely. You mentioned user experience is key now, and this is where AI comes crashing in, right? How does the source say AI is influencing modern SEO?
The article's position is that AI has fundamentally changed how marketers optimize things and connect with people. It's not just like an extra tool. It's baked right in. AI tools can analyze data on a scale. Well, it's incredible. They give insights into user behavior patterns that were just impossible to see before. They can help forecast trends, optimize content, automate the boring stuff, freeing people up for more strategic thinking.
So AI can sift through mountains of data and say, look, based on what people are doing, this niche topic is about to blow up. Or maybe folks searching for X often end up looking at Y.
Yes, exactly. That predictability is a huge deal. It's moving past simple keywords to really grasping user intent, the why behind the search. The article argues that by using AI, marketers can craft much more personalized experiences, tailoring content, interactions. It boosts engagement, boosts conversions.
That sounds incredibly effective, almost worryingly effective. Does the article talk about needing some balance?
Oh, absolutely. That's a really crucial point it makes. The human element, still vital. AI gives you the data, the automation, but you need human intuition, creativity, empathy. That's what makes content truly connect with people, not just rank. The challenge it highlights is blending AI's analytical muscle with human creativity and judgment.
Okay, let's look forward a bit. How does the source see this SEO and AI relationship playing out in the future?
It expects that synergy to get much, much stronger. As AI gets smarter, search algorithms will become even more sophisticated. They'll understand context, sentiment, complex behaviors better. Voice search is a big example the article points to. AI's natural language processing is key there, right? It shifts strategies towards more conversational keywords, natural phrasing.
Conversational SEO, yeah, that clicks when you think about asking Alexa or Google Home something. What about the tools themselves?
The article sees a move towards more integrated platforms driven by AI. So, platforms that pull together different digital marketing bits, content ideas, analytics, reporting all into one place. This will let marketers make more dynamic, data-backed decisions almost in real time.
Real-time changes. That feels essential when things move this quickly. And the article does bring up some big ethical questions as AI gets more powerful, doesn't it?
Yes, it explicitly addresses that. Critical ethical considerations for the future. Data privacy is huge, obviously. Transparency in how algorithms work is another big one. Marketers, the article suggests, will have to navigate all this, make sure strategies aren't just effective, but also ethically sound, especially with user data.
Okay, so let's loop back to that main question. Is SEO dead because of AI? The article seems pretty consistent on this.
Yeah, it answers that very clearly. A firm no. Its whole argument, really, is that AI doesn't replace SEO. It enriches it, transforms it in a lot of different ways.
All right, let's dig into how it enhances it then. It mentions revolutionizing keyword analysis. How does AI change that old practice?
It basically says traditional keyword research. It's just not cutting it anymore. AI tools can chew through massive data sets incredibly fast, spotting trends, patterns, things humans might miss. Using natural language processing, machine learning, they find not just the obvious keywords, but also those really valuable long-tail variations, related topics, the stuff that truly matches complex user intent.
So, like, going beyond just running shoes to understanding someone's actually looking for, say, most supportive running shoes for flat feet on trails.
Exactly, that kind of nuance. The article mentions platforms like Ahrefs, SEMrush. They're already using AI to suggest keywords based on really deep analysis of user behavior, competitor sites, search trends. That predictive side helps you anticipate shifts, adjust your strategy quickly.
That kind of insight must totally change how you plan content. And what about personalization? How does AI make that better in search?
AI-driven personalization is framed as, well, crucial for modern SEO success. By analyzing tons of user data past searches, clicks, interests, location, device, AI, lets businesses deliver highly tailored search results and content. The article uses Google itself as the prime example. It's constantly tweaking your results based on your history and context.
And we see that all the time, often without even noticing it, right? My search results for the same thing might look different from yours.
Precisely. And this carries over powerfully into content marketing, too. AI can segment audiences very precisely. That means marketers can create really targeted content that speaks directly to different groups' specific needs or interests. It helps build deeper connections, loyalty.
And AI even gets involved in the actual creation of that content.
Yeah, content is still king in SEO, right? And the article highlights how AI is shaking up how we create and optimize it. AI tools are becoming really helpful for things like brainstorming ideas, outlining articles, spotting gaps in existing content, improving readability, relevance. By analyzing what's already ranking well for a topic, AI gives you data-backed clues about what works.
So AI isn't like writing novels, but it's more like a super smart research assistant plus editor giving you a solid brief and pointers for optimization.
That's a pretty good analogy. Tools like ClearScope, MarketMuse. The article mentions these use AI to score your content against top performers. They give specific advice on keywords, structure, internal links, readability. It helps writers produce stuff that's more likely to rank and actually delivers value, matching that search intent. The article also notes AI helping with A/B testing content variations to see what hits home.
Okay, so AI clearly brings a lot to the table, huge benefits. But the article is fair. It points out real challenges, limitations too. What are the main dangers it flags?
One big one it raises is becoming over-reliant on the AI tools. Yes, they give amazing insights, automate tasks, but leaning on them too much can disconnect you from the human side of marketing. SEO is ultimately about understanding people, right? Their needs, motivations, emotions. AI, even sophisticated AI, might not fully grasp that.
Like, AI might give you perfect data on trending keywords, but miss the cultural vibe or the feeling behind why people are suddenly searching for something specific.
Exactly that. The article warns marketers could overlook those nuances that only human insight can catch. The key, it stresses, is balance. AI should boost human skills, not replace strategic thinking or empathy.
And we touched on ethics before, but the article digs deeper into the practical side of that.
It calls the ethical side significant, unavoidable. Data privacy is huge, of course, but also transparency in how algorithms work and the risk of AI being used manipulatively. Those are major concerns. Businesses need to make sure their AI use in SEO follows the law and broader ethical standards, especially around handling user data for personalization.
And with AI getting so good at writing stuff, there's the whole authenticity and trust issue.
Yeah, the potential for AI-generated content, if it's misused or not checked properly, to spread wrong information or just low-quality stuff, that raises serious ethical questions about trust and credibility. Keeping things accurate and maintaining integrity is vital for a brand's reputation, especially now when bad info can spread like wildfire. The article really urges thinking about the wider societal impact, putting user well-being first.
Okay, so beyond the ethical stuff and the risk of relying too much on AI, are there just practical roadblocks for businesses trying to use more AI in SEO?
Oh, definitely. Technical challenges are a big barrier for lots of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
The cost, the complexity, needing the right technical know-how to implement sophisticated AI, that can be really intimidating, especially for smaller businesses without big resources or IT departments.
So it's not just like downloading an app and boom, you're an AI expert.
No, not at all. It often needs serious investment in tech, data systems, and people who actually have the skills. Without that expertise, businesses might struggle to really integrate AI well or get the most out of it, leading to, you know, disappointing results. The article suggests maybe training existing teams or working with specialist agencies could be necessary.
And then there's the fact that everything in AI and search is just changing so incredibly fast.
That's another huge hurdle, the article points out, just the sheer speed of change. AI evolves rapidly. At the same time, search engines like Google are constantly tweaking their algorithms, often using AI themselves. It means the goalposts are always moving for SEO tros.
It's not just keeping up with announcements, but figuring out what those changes actually mean for your day-to-day strategy and work.
Exactly. Algorithm updates can shake up rankings and visibility almost instantly.
Mm.
The article really stresses the need for a systematic way to track these trends, stay plugged into industry news and communities, and just commit to ongoing learning. Being adaptable is absolutely crucial for survival, let alone success, in this space.
Okay, so navigating the super fast AI-heavy landscape, how does the article suggest we even track SEO success anymore? It kind of hints traditional metrics aren't the full picture.
Right, how we measure success is changing too. Traditional stuff like organic traffic numbers, bounce rates, overall keyword ranks, they're still useful baselines, sure. But AI adds new layers, more nuance. AI-powered analytics give much deeper insights into what users actually do, how engaged they are, the real value you get from that organic traffic.
So things like how long people stay on a page, how far they scroll, specific clicks or actions, focusing on the quality of the visit after they arrive from search, not just how many visits.
Precisely. That shift helps marketers get past just looking at surface-level numbers or vanity metrics and really understand what content works and how people interact once they're on the site. AI can also spot connections between metrics that seem unrelated, revealing hidden patterns that can lead to much smarter, more effective strategic choices.
And are there specific tools emerging to help monitor performance with these new AI insights?
The article mentions that a lot of the established SEO platforms like Moz, SEMrush, Ahrefs are adding more and more AI features. These features offer things like predictive analytics, automated suggestions for optimization based on data, real-time tracking of KPIs with automatic reports and alerts, stuff like that.
So AI helping you track the impact of your AI strategies, that's kind of meta, but I guess you still need the human brain to make sense of it all.
Absolutely critical. The article emphasizes that how effective these advanced tools are really depends on the SEO professional's ability to interpret the data and turn those insights into actual action. It needs more than just knowing how to use the tool. It needs a strategic mind, knowing which trends matter, which anomalies to investigate, and how it all fits with the bigger business picture.
Like seeing traffic spike on one page and having the human insight to figure out why that happened beyond just the numbers saying traffic up.
Yes, understanding the why behind the numbers is essential. Spotting those correlations, those causes, that informs your next move, your future strategy. The article also suggests combining that quantitative data from AI tools with qualitative insights, maybe from user feedback or surveys, to get a richer, more complete picture of performance.
The source also includes some case studies, right, showing how AI is actually being used successfully.
Yeah, those offer some valuable real-world examples. One was about a global travel company using AI algorithms to personalize their website experience, tailoring content suggestions, search results based on browsing history, preferences. The article said they saw a significant jump in user engagement and actual bookings.
Wow, okay, that's a clear example of personalization paying off.
Yeah.
Any others?
Another one involved a big online retailer. They put AI-driven chatbots on their site. By looking at past customer chats and purchase history, these bots could give really personalized product recommendations and answer questions better. Apparently, that led to a noticeable increase in conversion rates. These examples really show how AI can boost core SEO results and wider business goals.
But to keep that balance, the article also looks at times when AI didn't work out so well. highlighting lessons learned.
Yes, and those are just as important. One example was a company that got too reliant on AI-generated content. They didn't have enough human checking or editing. The result, content that felt, well, generic, maybe even inaccurate. And that ended up hurting their brand reputation and credibility.
So just hitting generate on an AI writer is definitely not the magic solution for SEO content then.
Absolutely not. The article makes it clear. Quality control, human editing, they're still critical. Another case involved a business that automated a bunch of SEO tasks with AI, but didn't really think enough about the specific nuances, the preferences of their target audience. This meant they missed chances for real connection, and, well, their traffic growth stalled. These failures really underline the need to balance AI automation with human understanding and strategy.
Okay, so based on these wins and losses, what are the key best practices the article recommends for businesses using AI in their SEO?
First off, it really pushes for a holistic approach. Combine AI's data power with essential human creativity, intuition, oversight. Don't see them as separate. Second, have clear goals. Make sure your AI efforts actually line up with your wider marketing and business objectives. Define what success looks like right from the start. Third, continuous monitoring and adaptation. You just can't set it and forget it in this field. It changes too fast.
So AI is a powerful tool, but needs constant human steering, clear purpose, and ongoing checks. Are there any really cutting-edge AI trends in SEO the article flags for the future?
Yeah, beyond those integrated platforms, it points to more advances in AI for voice search optimization, really understanding conversational queries properly. Predictive analytics is another big one mentioned, letting businesses forecast shifts in user behavior, search trends more accurately, giving them a potential head start.
Predicting future search patterns. Yeah, that sounds exactly like something AI would be good at.
It definitely has that potential. Letting businesses anticipate what users will need and optimize for it before the trend fully hits. The article also briefly mentions potential links between AI and other new tech like blockchain or augmented reality, suggesting the possibilities for search innovation are still growing.
Okay, finally, let's tie this all together. What does this evolving AI-powered landscape mean for the actual SEO professional? Is their job going away, like the initial question implied?
The article pushes back hard against that. It says the idea of SEO being dead isn't about jobs disappearing. It's about transformation, adaptation, needing new skills. AI, it argues, won't replace SEO pros. It'll fundamentally change what they do and the skills they need.
So what kind of skills does the article think future SEO experts really need to succeed?
It points to a blend, really, a mix of technical know-how and creative abilities, data analysis and interpretation skills. Absolutely crucial. You need to understand what the AI tools are telling you and turn it into strategy. Strong communication skills are vital to working with other teams, explaining complex data stuff clearly. And of course, critical thinking, creative thinking, developing content that actually engages humans.
And I guess understanding the AI itself, what it can do, what it can't do, that's got to be important too.
Definitely. Having a solid grasp of the AI tech involved, how it applies specifically to SEO, that'll be a key differentiator for professionals. As businesses lean more on AI, the people who can really leverage those tools strategically, understand their outputs, apply them smartly, they'll be in high demand. The article also really stresses continuous learning, keeping up with AI advances, algorithm changes, new tools, best practices. It's nonstop in this field.
So what does this all mean? This deep dive into the source material, this Izzy Gold article, it seems to confirm the answer to, is SEO dead with AI, is a pretty loud no. Like the article says very clearly, AI enhances SEO. It changes it fundamentally, yeah, but makes it arguably more complex, more powerful.
Yeah, we've seen how AI is already, you know, deeply tangled up in modern SEO.
Oh, yeah.
From totally changing keyword analysis and enabling really sophisticated personalization, to even helping create and optimize the content itself.
But we've also looked hard at that essential balance, right? The critical need for human intuition, creativity, that human oversight alongside the AI tools. We explored the ethical side data, content authenticity, and the real practical technical challenges of getting AI working effectively.
Success metrics are definitely changing. Strategies have to shift, moving from just keywords to really understanding user intent and the whole user experience. Mm-hmm. And the role of the SEO pro is transforming too. It demands new skills and absolutely requires a commitment to keep learning.
Okay, so considering everything we've pulled from the source, here's a final thought for you, building on that ethics point. If AI is becoming so central for predicting trends and personalizing search experiences, how might businesses start proactively shaping the ethical rules for AI use in search within their own walls instead of just waiting to react to regulations or problems down the line?